Okay, so that's as far as I'm going to go with that, except for one last quote, which is from a book called Secrets of the Vajra World. It's about the Vajrayana. It is a description of how the Vajrayana thinks about Hinayana practice, but it's not maybe what you might be expecting, because I think we often come across that as a bit of a, well, it's a lesser goal kind of stuff. And this book's by Reginald Ray, who's an American Tibetan practitioner. I mean, practitioner in the Tibetan tradition. So I came across this on the last retreat was on, and it's really stayed with me. He says, from the point of view of the Vajrayana, so what he's trying to describe is the Vajrayana, it's the Vajrayana's way of explaining to itself what its place is in the Buddhist tradition. And Reginald Ray actually makes quite a point of saying that that Vajrayana way of looking at itself is not historical. It's just a way of explaining to themselves how they've arisen and the necessity for it. So, but anyway, what he says is the result of Hinayana, so original, you know, Buddha's teaching in Tibetan, is called individual liberation. This liberation involves realizing that the game of ego is a battle that can never be won. That's what struck me about it. Individual liberation involves realizing that the game of ego is a battle that can never be won. So if we've got an emphasis in these first 2 days, it's to get to that sort of realization. And that's, we can study that, but actually we've got to see it and feel it. That the game of ego is a battle that can never be won. The practitioner comes to see that no matter how hard he or she tries, the image of the self carried around in one's head will never be actualized. In short, one will never achieve samsaric happiness. Individual liberation is then an experience of certainty. One sees and one knows beyond a shadow of doubt that suffering touches every moment of phenomenal experience, and no amount of struggle is going to change that fact. This realization is devastating, at least to the ego. That's Sam Vega. One sees truly that there is no way out, no way out that the ego can provide. At this moment, one gives up the battle and gives in to the excruciating truth. One realizes that there is no hope that, but to abandon the struggle to exist in the way of ego. So it's not abandon the struggle to exist, full stop, but abandon the struggle to exist in the way of ego. One surrenders one's thirst. For now it is discovered thirst is not an inevitable thing. It's rather our primary weapon in the struggle to convince ourselves of our own existence, our own ego existence. We continually manufacture thirst without seeing its contrived nature. Now that the deceiver of the thirst has been exposed and his powerlessness revealed, there is no choice but to abandon him. With the inevitability of, when the inevitability of suffering is experienced, when thirst is surrendered, then one experiences true renunciation. The allures of samsara no longer have any power over us. This is the goal of the first jhana on the Tibetan Buddhist path. So when we come to see that the game of ego is a battle that can never be won, that's the moment when spiritual rebirth can happen.